We're talking today with Dr. Tom Pieperd. Tom, as we think about this 2011 canola crop that we've just finished harvesting in the last few weeks, overall, I know that we're continuing to see growth in the canola industry in our state. And overall, I guess everybody was fairly pleased with their with the end product considering weather.
That's true, Ron. 2011 was a tough year for all of our winter crops, the wheat and the canola both. But most of our growers were pretty well satisfied that the canola did everything they would have expected it to do with the drought conditions that we had. In most cases, it was as good as the wheat. Some people said, well, the wheat was a little better, and others said the canola was a little better. But the canola was so much higher priced that the profit was still better on the canola than it was on the wheat.
When we think about the growth of this canola industry from the time that you first were starting to talk about the need for the rotational crop and looking at this particular crop, winter canola, are you satisfied at the pace of the growth and how we've seen this thing move along toward now over 100,000 acres?
Yes, I think we probably are satisfied because we have to do it in an orderly fashion to be successful. In 2008, we had 106 insurance policies. The USDA RMA wrote 106 insurance policies on canola. In 2010, they wrote 572 in the state of Oklahoma. That's about as fast growth as we've been able to keep up with the people that we've been able to put boots on the ground to help the farmers with everything from seed bed preparation to harvesting.
Is this, you know, as you've looked at, you've worked with wheat producers for a lot of years, is this a dramatically different crop for wheat farmers to get accustomed to?
I don't know if we would say it's dramatically different. It is certainly different. The wheat farmer has to pay a little more attention to canola just to avoid the pitfalls. They understand wheat, so they can plant a wheat crop, pay a little attention to it, and make sure everything's okay. The biggest difference with canola is that they just need to pay a little attention to the crop so that they become familiar with it, know how to look for insects, and when to spray the weeds. And it isn't a difficult crop to grow. It's just a new experience for a lot of our growers.
As we come into these summer meetings that we're having in Enid and in Lawton, what's the message? In other words, what have we learned in the last couple of growing seasons that you're trying to transmit now to our canola producers and prospective producers?
Well, I think the take-home message is that, one, it's a very profitable crop. It's a crop that we have very good varieties now, much better than we did a few years ago. It's a crop that the average wheat grower can very successfully grow. Earlier issues that we had with shortages of harvesting equipment and swathers, most of those are in the past. So we're at a point now where there's not any real good reason for a wheat grower not to plant some canola to help his bottom line.
Now, the intention has always been that canola really needs to be a rotational crop. We're not looking for canola basically to replace wheat totally.
Oh, no. We are looking at canola as a rotational crop with wheat. You don't want to plant canola every year because you'll get into problems, the same type of problems we've gotten in with wheat, planting wheat every year. They're just hidden problems that you don't see with diseases and build up of soil insects and residue toxicity and that sort of thing. But with canola, we're looking at a 1-to-2 or 1-to-1 rotation with wheat. And the wheat growers will tell us that their wheat does better after a canola crop than it does after a wheat crop. They consistently tell us that, and our research shows about a 10% yield increase for wheat after canola compared to wheat after wheat.
What are the special concerns for this year with all the dry conditions that we're looking at and that almost exactly where the canola and winter wheat are normally planted, we're exceptionally dry right now?
Well, yes, we are dry. the biggest concern about the dryness right now is for those conventional till, reduced till people, whether they're going to be able to get a seed bed prepared to plant either wheat or canola. For the no-till guys, they just can't kill the weeds whenever they get so dry and wilted. They're still out there sapping moisture, and they're very slow to die when you spray them. But it will rain. I think the take-home message there is to be ready to do something when it does rain. And we may not want to plant quite as early this year. We probably want to avoid real high plant populations this year. Be conservative with our fall fertilization and kind of temper that to the amount of moisture that we get over the winter. We may have to adjust our crop prospects a little bit if it stays dry. But we've been dry before. We'll be dry again. That's just part of farming in Oklahoma.
Last question, Tom, and that is where do you see us going? In other words, the best estimates I heard this last year was about 120,000 acres planted. I don't know exactly how many of those acres were harvested because of particularly the dry weather in southwest Oklahoma, but where are we going from this point forward?
Well, interestingly, last year the insurance loss ratio was better for canola than it was for wheat. We had more wheat loss last year than we did canola. It looks like it's going to be the same way this year. So canola is no longer a risky crop to grow. The price is so strong. The July 12 contract price is about $12.53 compared to $6.75 for wheat. I think that the acreage will at least double again this year, if not more. The growers found out last year that canola is quite drought tolerant. I mean, sure, it has to have some rain, but it's more drought tolerant than wheat. With a higher price, it seems like a person just almost, if he's thinking about the future of his operation, he needs to seriously think about planting at least one field to canola.